98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Have you watched any of Last One Laughing on Amazon Prime?
I watched one episode of the Irish one, but I know that the UK one is hugely popular.
Yeah, so I watched season two of the UK one just the other week. So Alan Carr is in it. And the whole idea of this show, if you haven't seen it, is they put a load of celebrities into a room. And the idea is they need to make each other laugh, but you're not allowed to laugh yourself. And one by one, if you laugh, you're kicked out.
They're in there for like 6 hours or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the whole day long.
Like, I saw one shot of Alan Carr in a cloak and the traitors and I was done.
Gone. You wouldn't be able to. Anyway, it's coming back again. It's been hugely popular. They're doing a Halloween special.
Very good.
There's a twist for the Halloween special. You won't be allowed to laugh or scream. So I think the other idea is, as well as trying to make them laugh, you're going to have to frighten them.
Okay.
I would fall at the first hurdle. I'd be gone.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be able. Like, one day Cahill jumped out from behind a door here in 98 FM and I wasn't well afterwards.
No. No,
awesome, well.
I'll definitely be watching it.
It's been really
funny to watch the first couple of seasons, and I'll definitely watch the one where they are not allowed to scream.
Love a Halloween special of anything. Gosh, it's April. We're already talking about Halloween. Chatting earlier on when we were listening to Katie doing the weather, and today it's going to be lovely and sunny with highs of 12 degrees. Yesterday there was a bit of heat in that sun, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was lovely yesterday.
Well, Brendan, I have some great news. Apparently we're going to have sunny weather for the next 2 weeks.
Excellent.
Yeah.
About time.
Cahill Nolan from Ireland's Weather Channel has revealed that we're going to see very little rain over the next fortnight, prolonged spells of sunshine, and a pleasant 10 to 14 days ahead.
Sorry, that's a really good stretch
of
good
weather. That's what we love to hear. I'm going to have to go out into the garden.
It's just as you said his name there now, I'm wondering, is Cahill Nolan of Ireland's Weather Channel and Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather, are they like, you know, are they arch nemesis? Are they rivals? Or do they work together? Do they share resources? Do you know what I mean? I've never thought about this. To be honest, I thought they were the same person until this very moment.
Yeah, like them versus Adam Madeira as well in the ring.
Yeah. Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather and then Cahill Nolan of Ireland's Weather Channel.
I'd say everyone's always hoping to get the exclusive. Telling you here now that it's going to be sunny for the next 2 weeks, so we'll take that.
That is really good going. Two weeks of good weather.
Yeah.
Incredible. Gen Z are apparently increasingly choosing low-key, cost-effective ways to socialise.
But
they're living at home, most of them, aren't they? There's a survey being done. It says over half of them opt for daytime or early evening activities over going out at nighttime.
Does that mean that we're the Gen Z, Brendan?
I think so. I think we're young.
It's mad, though. Since COVID, I don't think that the nightlife has gone back to the way it was. Like, everybody is going out during the day now.
Yeah, I prefer daytime to nighttime.
It suits our hours, Brendan.
I always have done, yeah.
Yes.
So they favour socialising at the gym and even afternoon tea. Lads, what I'll say there is that's not cost effective or low key.
No, it's not.
Afternoon tea?
Maybe that just means having a cup of tea in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, Gen Z, they're out during the day and apparently having afternoon tea is a way to save money.
Very
that's
expensive
absolute nonsense.
For a triangular sandwich, I'll tell you that.
Delicious.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin.
Good morning to Kieran in Churchtown, who says, my little win is I cooked on the barbecue yesterday for the first time since last summer.
Oh, that weather, it's a changing.
That is it. And Siobhan in Baldoyle says, my little win is my husband got the power washer out and gave the decking at the back door a good blast.
Oh, very good.
Nice.
Yeah, I need to do that in me cobblestone in my garden.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Get rid of the weeds.
Just freshen it up for the summer.
Exactly. Jim's been on with the little win.
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is I got an extra rasher in with my breakfast this morning.
Jim, I love that little win.
Oh, brilliant. Damo's been on.
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday. Damo here. Guys, my little win is that my tote bag arrives on Friday evening and it's my wife's birthday tomorrow. So that's a problem solved. Have a good one.
Just what she always wanted.
Oh, brilliant. I got this especially for you. 9-year-old Lucy has been on and Lucy's just back from her holidays.
My little win is that I just got back from Thailand and I'm feeling so relaxed and I'm so excited to go back to school and give everyone their presents. Bye.
Oh, Lucy, good for you.
Did Lucy say she was in Thailand? Wow.
What a holiday.
What a trip, Lucy.
Very well travelled.
Yeah.
Here's Christopher and Tala.
Morning. A nice quiet weekend there after a week in Turkey. the week, nice and fresh.
Good for you, Christopher.
Fresh teeth as well, or yeah. Just a trip to just a visit? Or
it's lovely to have the 2 days after going holiday
it
as well.
Is, yeah,
yeah. Sure, I only got back in the airport. Like I was in the airport yesterday evening.
Was it yesterday evening?
Oh yeah, oh, had to do the food shop last night.
Oh yeah,
there wasn't a vegetable left right. in the shop. I tell
oh,
you that.
No, you had to be gone on the Sunday.
Oh,
evening.
You have
no.
to go first thing. Yeah. And here's Catherine's little win.
My little win is that my birthday is on Sunday, and my husband has planned us a trip that we're flying out to Benidorm on Monday. For 5 days.
Catherine.
We're dying to go to Benidorm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'd love to go.
Yeah, especially because of all the tribute acts.
It's the tribute acts. That's what we want to go for. Lie on, beside the pool and just watch all the tribute acts.
Well, Catherine, happy birthday to you. And please let us know how you get on when you see fake Harry Styles by the pool.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A brand new prize.
Lots of glamour.
And a soundproof booth.
98 FM.
Welcome to a brand new week of your favourite game, Matchy Matchy. This is the beautiful chaos that could win yourself a lot of prizes. All you got to do is send either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth. Say the same three words as us, and you will win yourself all of these, as delivered now by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Win an air fryer,
a curly blow dry,
a trampoline,
a butcher's voucher,
Nido,
a garden trimmer,
and let us fill up your tank
with this €150 fuel card.
Win, win, ooh, win with Matchy Matchy.
Very nice.
It's what everyone needs at the moment.
This is it. And good morning to Claire, who's on the Navin Road. Claire, how are you?
We're great. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, Claire. You had a lovely weekend. Where did you go?
We went to the zoo.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Who's brilliant. With you this morning, Claire? Who's that in the background?
Noah here this morning.
Noah, good morning.
Yeah, holding her red panda toy, which she got at the zoo this weekend.
Is that Noah's favourite animal from the zoo?
Is that your favourite? I think so.
They're really cute.
The lions.
Yeah. That, the lions, adorable. Claire, well, what else did you get up to for the weekend? Anything else?
No, we just got out and about as much as we could, finally a bit of good weather.
Yeah, it was lovely, wasn't it? The sunshine was fab.
Yeah. I know.
And it's nice today as well, guys. Apparently for the next two
next
weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, that's ooh, what we like to hear. Claire, have you guys decided who you'd like to play with this morning?
We have, yeah. It's Rebecca.
Oh,
please.
Yay! I'm off to the booth, the guys. Thank you.
Let's try and get a win with Claire and Noah on the Navin Road. Okay, Claire and Noah, are we ready?
We are ready.
Your first word in Matchy Matchy is extra.
Extra. Extra time. Yeah.
Lovely. Confirmed by Noah. Your second word is south.
South Pole. Yeah, South Pole.
And your third word is crisp.
Crisp. Crisp. Packet or crisp sandwich?
Which way are you going to go?
Crisp sandwich?
Yeah?
Crisp sandwich, I think, yeah.
Okay. So you're saying extra time, South yeah. Pole, and crisp sandwich. Claire and Noah, are we locking those in?
Yeah, we're going to lock
them in. We're locking them in. Here we go. We're locked in and we're getting Rebecca back to the studio from the soundproof booth. How are you? How was that?
Very nice, very nice. And they're quite calm and relaxing this morning.
That's what you need of a Monday.
This is it, guys.
Ease yourself into the week. Okay, everyone needs a bit of soundproof booth time. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is extra.
Extra. Ooh. Oh, gosh. This is a bit rogue. Extra vision?
Your second word is south.
South. South Park?
And your third word is crisp.
Crisp. Crisp. Oh, that's really tough. Crisp. crisp sandwich.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Claire and Noah on the Navan Road this morning? Not this morning, and don't be sorry, because the one you thought was the toughest is the one you matched on.
Did
you both had crisp
this?
Sandwich. Delicious. It's an underrated snack. You matched on crisp sandwich after extra. The guy said time,
yeah,
and they went with South Pole.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
South Pole.
I thought they were toughies this morning, but you did well. Claire and Noah, thank you so much for listening and for playing. We're going to send
Thanks,
you a 90 FM goodie bag.
Thank
you. Bye, guys. Have
a great day. Bye.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brandon's Big.
98 FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
98 FM.
Brendan, you're going to be talking about robots.
Yes, I am. Sorry, that was really unexpected. Yeah.
Keeping you on your toes.
Thank
love.
You so much. Keeping me young ish. Up first this morning, this might be of interest if you are listening to us this morning and maybe you're on a very long drive right now, or maybe you drive for a living. We all know the feeling when you're stuck in the car and you're caught short, you're bursting for the loo, but there is nowhere to go. No toilets around. I mean, you can jump out and go in a ditch, but it's not ideal and it's not for everyone. I think it's probably also illegal, technically. I've never done it.
Either have I.
Well, get a load of this. A car maker in China has just come up with an in-vehicle toilet.
Flushing meadows in the car.
Ceres is the name of the manufacturer, and they have just had their patent officially authorised. So the application for this in-vehicle toilet,
yeah,
states that it is intended to satisfy users' toilet needs on long journeys while camping or while staying in the car.
Okay.
What in the Kate Fleming? the toilet will be based under the passenger seat of the car.
Yeah.
And it will be activated by voice control or a push.
So do you say, I need a wee?
Yeah. I don't know what the command would be.
I gotta go.
And when they say a push, I'm hoping they mean a button and not just...
Yeah, no, I'd say you push a button and it transforms from it being a cushioned seat to a toilet seat.
Yeah, pushing to get rid of the cushion. The toilet would be connected to an exhaust fan, which would take care of odours.
Yeah.
It would also come with a rotating heating element to evaporate whatever it needs.
Oh, gosh.
To be.
I just keep thinking, are you going to be driving on the M50 and then there's going to be a flush and then it comes out of the car?
Also, if it's in the passenger seat, that means, for example, if I was able to drive and you and me were on a long journey and you were my passenger.
Yeah.
And then you needed to go. Like, am I just driving while...
I don't think you'd be going when the car... I think you pull over and say we were camping.
Oh, sorry.
So say we go to a festival together.
Right. Yeah.
And we slept in the car together that night.
Yeah.
Maybe the morning after, you know, you might go in and do your business, but I wouldn't be sitting beside you, I don't think.
So you wouldn't be in motion. You wouldn't be like flying up the M50.
I surely hope not.
Well, Ceres now has the exclusive rights to this design, which has many questions, but it hasn't confirmed if it's actually going to make a car with it yet.
Yeah.
I didn't know this, but back in the 1950s, Rolls-Royce made a limo that had a built-in toilet and TV.
They are very long.
It sold at auction recently, and its buyer is now the proud owner of a gold-plated toilet in the car that's been converted into a champagne cooler.
All the essentials.
Yes. Finally this morning, I have concerning news about the robots. Beijing's half marathon was on at the weekend. You might remember we talked about this last year.
Yeah.
That they let some robots take part for the first time last year. They invited them back this year.
And it didn't do well last year.
No, they didn't do well.
The humanoids.
Yeah, the humanoids. They were falling over each other, falling over themselves. They didn't go very well. They run in a lane alongside the humans,
it's
so they don't bump into each other. So last year, most of them, they weren't able to run. They kept falling over. Mm. And any of them that did make it to the finish line, they took forever. So the fastest robot at Beijing's half marathon last year, they finished in 2 hours and 40 minutes, 42 seconds, which was twice as long as it took the fastest human.
I still couldn't run that fast.
So no threat, neither could I, but no threat last year. Well, I'm sorry to break the news. They've been practicing over the last year. They've gone and won the entire thing.
This is outrageous.
Beating the real life humans running the race. So Lightning is the name of the winning robot, made by a company connected to Huawei, you know, the phones.
Yes.
Completed the half marathon in 50 minutes and 26 seconds. That is several minutes faster than the human who holds the world
record.
I'd
be raging if I worked so hard to get that world record and then they get a humanoid robot to beat it.
To beat everyone. So yeah, faster than any human that's done a half marathon in the world. This year, several robots faster than the professional athletes and fewer of them directed by remote control. They went by themselves. The advancement has been big this year. However, I'd like to finish on a nicer note for us mere mortals. The robot's success wasn't entirely without hiccups. Here's audio of one of them falling flat on its face at the start line and smashing into smithereens.
It hadn't even taken off.
I mean, it smashed into pieces. Gonzo. An expensive trip. That is Brendan's bit.
Thank you, Brendan. Will the humanoids beat more people next year? They probably will.
Yeah, probably.
Can't get over
I can't get the over how quick they've improved.
Oh, terrifying. Yeah.
One of them was wearing a little hat. Not very ergonomic, I'd say, but...
No. Yeah. Okay, very random and scary.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
The other day I mentioned that my husband got a new bird feeder for the garden.
Yes.
And he's filled it up.
How are we getting on with the bird watching?
Well, listen, Brendan, I've become absolutely obsessed with counting the magpies that visit the bird feeder.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the rhyme? One for sorrow, two for joy.
Yeah.
Three for a girl, four for a boy. I don't know the rest.
No, after that, I'm not sure.
So, yeah, every day I'm just, you know, I see one magpie and I'm just hoping and praying I see a second one.
Say hello.
A little salute to the magpie, because apparently that brings you good luck if you salute them.
Yeah, so I've heard that,
Yeah.
Are you supposed to do it if you only see one to get good luck, or do you say hello to two, three, four anyway?
I think you say hello to all of them.
No matter how many there are there.
I'd be busy now with the amount of birds visiting that bird feeder. Yeah. I also saw this morning that Katy Perry's in Rome at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've ever gone to the Trevi Fountain, you'll know that lots of people stand at the Trevi Fountain and they throw a coin over their left shoulder using their right hand.
Oh, I didn't do that right when I was there. Then I just threw it straight in front of me.
Apparently, if you do it that way,
over the shoulder,
it guarantees you a return trip to Rome.
Well, that's why I haven't been back. Obviously, I threw it facing the fountain.
But I'd love to know, like, do you do anything to bring you good luck? Are you superstitious?
I'm not really that superstitious, but for good luck, I think the thing that I would do most often is... Sometimes when I'm saying, like I might say to you, oh, it'd be great now if we do get those 2 weeks of dry weather that they're saying we're getting. And I'd be like, touch wood.
Oh,
I think
touch wood
is the thing that I probably do most. And I don't know if that is even wood.
Do you knock on your head if you can't find any wood?
Yeah, if I can't find it, I'd be like, touch wood. Yeah, so I think touch wood would be the thing that I would say the most to bring luck.
We were in Prague recently and we were rubbing some fountain on Charles's Bridge.
Yeah, there was some man. And then there was a little dog. There was like a bronze dog as well. So I gave him a little rub for good luck. What about you? Is there anything you do?
I had a little statue of a Buddha. It's actually now my parents' house when I was growing up. And I always rub its belly for good luck.
Belly, yeah.
Yeah. So it's really and the ears for fortune. Money, apparently.
Oh, is it the ear from... Again, I was
rubbing
the belly
that
from...
statue all
Keep
over.
Rubbing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do a few of those bits and pieces. Mm. I think I'm a bit superstitious. We'd love to know this morning, do you always salute a magpie? Or is there some other tradition that we haven't mentioned that you always take part in to bring you good luck?
Yeah, do you touch wood or rub a belly?
Let us know in a WhatsApp voice note, 0877 98 98 98.
Rebecca's been saluting the magpies in her garden after getting a new bird feeder.
Yeah, counting them frantically. Also, when I see a robin, I'm always like, oh.
I saw Robin yesterday morning. Yeah, I saw Robin yesterday morning and he was very, just very front and centre. He was there.
Robin.
Took a little video of him.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Aww.
Yeah.
I've kind of realised now that we're talking about this that I am quite superstitious. I'd be rubbing the Buddha's belly for good luck. Anytime a bird does its business on my car, I'll do the lotto.
Or I'll tell my husband to do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If a bird poos on you.
I think of it, there's actually a massive one on the car that we rented over the weekend in the Cotswolds. Actually a huge van.
Have you done the lotto? You should do.
I wouldn't tell you if I win, but there will be signs. And Katy Perry with the Trevi Fountain.
Yeah, she threw her credit card in because she had no cash on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be fraud there now somewhere. But just give us the long number there, will you?
She took it back afterwards. Yeah, I don't think I'll be giving out any details.
I haven't thrown my bank card anywhere, but I do. I touch wood sometimes.
Yeah, Brendan does.
Touch wood.
Yeah, he touches wood. We were chatting about that rhyme that people say about the magpie. So one for sorrow, two for joy,
three for a girl, four for a boy.
Yeah, I don't know the rest, but no. I think Brian might be telling us the rest of that.
Go on,
now.
Brian. This morning, do you always salute?
One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never to be told, eight a wish, nine a kiss, 10 is a board you must not miss. Thank you.
Stop, oh, Brian, thanks for that.
I definitely haven't heard past six or seven. No. I've never heard that many before.
Gosh, I better get counting now, and I'm staring at the birds this afternoon.
Yeah, Kate and Scary says, I'm in no way religious, but I always bless myself when I need luck. Yeah, fair enough. I think a lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
Will, who's on the train, says, I have a pair of shoes I wore the day I got engaged to my now wife. Anytime I wear them, things go my way.
Oh, Will, that's lovely. A lucky pair of shoes.
A lot of people would have their lucky jocks that they'd wear on a night out, you know, if they want to have a successful evening. And Trevor in Blanche says, I keep a lucky 20p coin from before the euro came in that my granny gave me.
Oh, that's very nice. I actually have, at our wedding, a friend gave us a card that had an Irish blessing in it.
Oh, yeah.
I keep that in my wallet.
Yeah, lovely.
Now, I'm still not rich, but guys, there's still time.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.